Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've got five on it coming up next hour. But right now, we're going to talk some football with my good friend DJ Boyer of draftsite.com. DJ, how are you this evening?
All is good. And I do want to say, I'm you know, we have been friends for a while, Jeremy. And I do want to say that I'm a little surprised to still be hearing you on the radio. I mean, I heard Mo's show, and I thought for sure that you'd be on the breadlines, that you'd be looking for a job. What a great job you did.
Oh, thanks. You know, I appreciate that, man. Because where are you living now? Are you still kind of local or up in PA?
Yeah, or in New York area, so I'm not too far away.
Yeah, so, you know, I know you're local. We had you in the studio a couple times way back in the day, and we've always stayed in touch. And, you know, I love your work as far as when we talk football or putting any of the draft stuff together. But I said it last night. That was one of the coolest things that I've ever been a part of, doing that show with Mo. And he's a natural, and the kid has the it factor. And I just thought it was a lot of fun to hear all the people calling in and seeing all the people he touched. But yeah, I appreciate you listening, man. And thanks for the kind words. Well, I do want to say,
he just makes everything better. You're right.
Yeah, no question. All right. So speaking of everything being better, Pat Mahomes has nothing to worry about anymore, right? So the age-old debate of what's somebody worth, and clearly if you win the MVP in your first full season, win a Super Bowl in your second full season, you're showing how good you can be, and there's a reason why he gets paid that. Give me your thoughts on just how much was thrown out there and essentially what ends up being a 12-year deal.
Well, I really like the fact that this kind of went under the radar. I mean, we knew that eventually they were going to have to sign Pat Mahomes to a long-term deal, but it wasn't really kind of a pressing topic, especially now when there's so much more going on, you know, in our everyday lives in general, by just sports. We're all just kind of waiting for it to get back. I think it was kind of the perfect time to do something like this. And the fact that even people will just see that, you know, could be, you know, like a $500 million contract, but it's really kind of, it can be friendly toward the team. They can renegotiate and kind of move some money around down the pike. Even though there's some very, very gaudy numbers there, I think it does allow them a little bit of flexibility down the road so they're not just hamstrung. Or you look at a team like Dallas and what they're going through with Dak Prescott, they get to avoid that. And they, you know, everything's signed, and where Dak, it's, or what we saw with Washington with Kirk Cousins for years, it's just something that just, when you don't have your quarterback under contract like that, it's just something that's always there. Takes the focus away from other areas.
Yeah, so the impact that now is going to have on Lamar Jackson. We went through this before, even when it was Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco who was going to be the highest paid. And then Aaron Rodgers comes up, and you start looking at all the guys, you know, making all the money at that position. You know, even if you want to go back to Russell Wilson, we talked about when he finally got paid that they would have to sacrifice something. And the Legion of Boom kind of went away. How does this affect Lamar and the Ravens now, seeing how much money that, of course, Pat Mahomes got?
Well, you'd have to think that Lamar was probably one of the happiest people around when he saw this contract as well, because Lamar knows that, you know, that's the kind of payday that came his way. You know, he's an MVP just like Pat was. And, you know, if he's able to take them far in the playoffs or even a Super Bowl, you got to think that he's on that same level. So I it's just really going to be interesting as far as how you can kind of massage those numbers and make it kind of cap friendly, or you don't just want to have so much guaranteed money or tied up in a position that, you know, quarterback takes away from everything and you don't allow them to have some weapons around you. So I think you got to be very cognizant of that. But I think this shows the Ravens and a player like Lamar that there, hopefully there's a way to get, you know, get what you got to get your big money deal and take care of yourself while still kind of putting that team there. It's not just about you having that team philosophy and what you can do for the players around you.
All right. So let's get to the Ravens here a little bit and how they're built. We still have Jadeveon Clowney out there, although I don't know that the Ravens are going to end up signing him, but this is a team that's built to go far. We just saw Pat Mahomes, as you mentioned it, in his first full season, win an MVP. That's what Lamar did. And then in his second year, go to the Super Bowl after having an injury midway through the year. What do you think about the Ravens' possibilities of being there in the end and playing for all that hardware?
I still think there's a very good possibility. I mean, obviously there's a lot of detractors that are going to say, hey, you know, he's 0-2. But, you know, for a lot of good players, I mean, how many people went in there in their first kind of playoff run and were successful right off the bat? I mean, one of the greatest sports quotes I've heard is, you've got to learn how to lose before you learn how to win. And I think that it's still been very positive. It's not been all doom and gloom. I think that Baltimore knows that they're not one of these teams that was just built for like 1 or 2 years and our window is closed. You know, there's enough talent around there that, you know, this is a team that contend for a number of years. So you still got to remain very positive. But I still think it, knowing the past failures you've had, especially last year against Tennessee, it's going to keep the focus there and hopefully allow him to get even better. And just keeping him on the field and being injury-free has got to be the primary focus, and keeping that a good, clean offensive line in front of him and letting him have the back of his jersey stay relatively clean, per se.
Hey, DJ, have you seen any of the Hollywood Brown workout videos? And look, we've seen that Antonio Brown's a bit crazy when it comes to his workouts, and it seems like that's passed along as well to the way Hollywood has been working out. All these crazy, you know, I saw today, he was pushing weights and pushing it with one, jumping on one leg as he's driving, something, and putting some of them look like they're fake as he puts the ball in the jugs machine, lets it go himself, and runs it down and catches it. He looks like a freak of nature, and I know he's packed on some muscle. Could we see a breakout season in year two if he's able to stay healthy?
I think there's no question. I really think that just the big play potential. He's a guy that he just makes your team better just being on the field. He doesn't even have to touch the ball. Just having the threat, the downfield presence of him, just being able to stretch a defense, it's not just about him going down catching footballs and touchdowns and making plays. It's opening up the middle of the field for the tight end. You had your breakout year for Andrews, a tight end last year, establishing that running game, even sealing the edge, and just having that that offense be just so potent that even if he's not going to be your traditional wide receiver that's going to get maybe 10 to 15 targets a game, even if it's 6 to 8, you got to think 2 or 3 of those are big plays, or even involving him a little more on some sweeps and running plays. He's a guy that can just do so much. He can really kind of be like a Tyreek Hill type feature. We just talked about Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, but he can have the same type of effect on that Baltimore offense.
Talking to DJ Boyer of DraftSite.com here on 105.7 The Fan, it's a lowdown. I did want to ask you, your specialty is these guys coming out in the draft, but let's take a look at the ones that were drafted this year. Which rookies do you think, barring any type of setback this year, are poised to have a big impact?
Well, the first thing I gotta say is so much about Tampa Bay and what we hear about Tampa Bay Buccaneers and, of course, Tom Brady. But you got to like the fact that they go out, they move up just a little bit, they get Tristan Wirfs. I really just like the fact that they show that they're kind of committed to having him be around for 2 to 3 seasons and kind of guiding them. It's probably the best thing you can do. It's a team with a very good defense. They got some very good offensive linemen that can play for years in front of him. So I really, really like that, even though, again, it's an offensive tackle, not the, quote, sexiest position out there. But it's even some of the middle picks, like Yetur Gross-Matos, someone we were very high on from Penn State, who really kind of slid down the board a little bit, goes to Carolina, where Carolina spends all their picks on defense. Really just looks like he can be a leader. They're a team that's going to be looking for a new identity. They lose Luke Kuechly. I think he's in an ideal situation where if there's one player that slipped out of the first round that I think has the potential to be a star, I really think it could be Gross Matos in Carolina. And you got to like what Dallas did, sweeping in and, and taking their wide receiver away for with CeeDee Lamb when even division rival like the Eagles, maybe Minnesota, were looking to move up the draft and take him. Just adding him as another weapon there for Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy getting a little more of the say with the wide receivers. I think that he's really going to like having a little more toys to play with and getting some high draft picks, something that did not always come his way while during his tenure in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I like those picks as well. And you know, the one of the big things I keep bringing up with the AFC North, just to get back to that, is that I thought everybody got better through the draft. You know, even Cincinnati, I think there are still weapons there, and I'm kind of intrigued to see what Burrow's looks like this year. But the one team that I keep circling is it always seems to happen the year after everybody expects it. Like, everybody fell in love with the Browns last year, and then now we get back to the point where Cleveland made some interesting moves this offseason, maybe not the big splashes they made last year, but I think the team is better. Everything depends on Baker Mayfield, but how do you feel about this Cleveland Browns team coming into this season?
I think you could not be more right with that assessment. Mm-hmm. I think that this is kind of the year the expectations are not there. You know, it was just unrealistic last year. People, you know, they got to 7-8-1, and next thing you know, they're going to the Super Bowl and breaking all these curses. It was just insane. I think everybody did get better, but I think the rate for Cleveland, really the growth they had, even with some breakout performances last year. Nick Chubb really did a great job running the ball. You bring in Hooper at the tight end position, and Joku really couldn't stay on the field. I think they're maybe one star player away on defense. We hear you know, a lot about Ngakoue. There's been a lot of talk that maybe he ends up there and it's a good fit. Just seems like the spotlight's going to be away from there, and I think maybe Baker got caught up in that a little bit after that first year. We saw him in a lot of commercials. He was in the limelight. I think it's just going to be more about football this year, and I think he's got a lot to prove. And I think that if any team makes the big jump in the AFC North, I think you are 1,000% right. I think all signs point to Cleveland right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of I still like the Ravens, and I think this ends up being their year. And again, health is going to determine a lot of that and what actually happens during the regular season. But I don't know. Like, I always, and maybe that's a contrarian in me as well, where I look at something and everybody jumped aboard last year and I wasn't there, and then they all get off it like, no, I can't. They suck. Baker's terrible. And I don't think even Baker has to be – I don't think he has to be great for them to be a good team this year. That's just – that's where I stand, and I think that's going to show when I start drafting in some fantasy leagues as well. But I think they're going to be better. Let me ask you real quick about Big Ben. The impact that he can have on that Steelers team that just missed the playoffs last year.
I'm a little bit torn there. I mean, I think obviously there was a lot of turmoil at the quarterback position for the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, and he brings a lot of experience to the position and just to the team overall, but just seems to be a little bit of unrest there. I mean, I think they hit a home run with Devin Bush. I think it's a wonderful pick, and I think when you look back, it's going to be one of the best picks from that draft. He really solidifying the middle of that defense, but just not sold on the health there. The running back position, it's a team that's really relied on the run so much, and James Conner, and is he going to be a Steeler after this year, or who's really going to be the guy toting the ball there? So I mean, I think they're an exciting team. To me, they're one of those teams that can win just about every week, or they're going to be able to put a scare in anyone, but I just don't see the consistency there. I would go out and say that this probably is a Ravens year. Ravens or Chiefs in the AFC, but I think it's the Browns probably get a wild card shot. And to me, I it's a lot like Buffalo last year. I think Buffalo was my team last year I thought would go a long way, and they did show well. But I think they can be great without Josh Allen, you know, carrying the load. And I think the same thing in Cleveland. I think it's just very, very similar with that exciting defense they had in Buffalo. So Pittsburgh, I think they're going to be a 500 team. Really do.
Wow. Hey, before I let you run, the last thing here, the likelihood that we have a college football season, how do you feel about everything?
Oh, boy, I'm putting it at about 67% right now. I think there's going to be a season of some sorts, but is it going to be a full season or to me, it feels like it's going to get started, but maybe this is a year it just doesn't come to fruition. There's no champion. Maybe it's something that gets shut down. But we've talked about the impact of other sports closing, and I think some people just don't realize how big college football is. What college football does for just a university and funding other sports. I mean, it is, if the NCAA doesn't get off the ground, I think to me that's the biggest detriment of any sports league not launching it. I just think the repercussions are just going to be very, very horrible. And if there's one league that I want to see succeed, it's got to be college football this year.
TJ, appreciate your time as always. DraftSite.com. I'm sure the mocks will be flowing on there relatively soon, right?
We're up to 3.0 for next year, 7 rounds.
There you go, 3.0. TJ, appreciate it as always, man.
Always. Thanks, Jeremy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.